John 9:25. Now I see. I want to take you on a journey to see into the spiritual realm. In the book of John chapter 9, verses 1 through 12, we see a man born blind receiving his sight by an encounter with Jesus. Let's look at verses 1 through 7 together. The Bible says, "Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, saying, 'Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?' Jesus answered, 'Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him.'" Verse 4, "I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which is translated, "sent." So he went and washed, and came back seeing. What a great section of scripture! Jesus drastically changed the life of this man. The story then continues. It is amazing to me, but the Pharisees accused both Jesus and the man that got healed to be sinners. Let's look at verses 24 and 25. "So they," that's the Pharisees, "again called the man, who was blind, and said to him, 'Give God the glory. We know that this man," speaking of Jesus, "is a sinner.'" Verse 25, "He answered and said, 'Whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see.'" Not only does Jesus have the power to physically heal and open blinded eyes, but he can also heal and open spiritually blinded eyes as well. What do I mean by spiritually blinded eyes? Well, two things. Number one, if a person does not see Jesus or view Jesus as the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Christ, then they are spiritually blind. The Pharisees were spiritually blind, and it was their sin that blinded them. If you want to see clearly, you have to start a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're ready to begin a relationship with Him, please repeat after me. "Dear Lord, please forgive me of all my sins. I want to see clearly, and I want to begin a relationship with you right now. Please come into my life. In the name of Jesus, amen." If you said that prayer and meant it, the Lord has opened your spiritual eyes. Number two, if we are spiritually blinded, it is most likely that we will be unable to see into the spiritual realm. People are spiritual beings. Paul writes something very interesting in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. The Bible says, "And raised us up together," that is, Paul is speaking about Christians here, "and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." In other words, when you received Jesus as Lord and Savior, you were raised up with Him and sat down with Him in the heavenly realms. You and I are seated in heavenly places right now. I know that's difficult to understand, because we're basically in two places at once. Jesus Himself was able to see into the spiritual realm and imitate what God the Father was doing. That's why Jesus says in John chapter 5, verse 19, "Most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He sees the Father do, for whatever He does, the Son also does in like manner." Jesus saw into the spiritual realm, saw what the Father was doing, and then mimicked that. Think about that. That makes perfect sense. It is totally unorthodox to spit in the mud and place the clay on a blind man's eyes and for them to get healed. Apparently that's what God was doing, though, and Jesus saw it and imitated it. Let's position ourselves right now to see into the spiritual realm. If you desire, you can close your eyes. Allow yourself to see a vision of what God is doing. This is much more than just your imagination, for you see, we have the mind of Christ, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. Let the Lord take you places. God will never hurt you. Trust Him. Feel yourself get caught up into His glory. I encourage you to practice seeing into the spiritual realm on a regular basis. After all, it has been given to us to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Lord, we thank you so much for giving us the ability to see into the spiritual realm. We glorify your name. We exalt you beyond measure. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.